From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Garish reporting. The American Congress to hear details about the nuclear deal with Iran. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Ash Carter, Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, are all set to appear before the Senate Armed Services Committee. The Senate is due to focus on how the international nuclear agreement with Iran affects U.S. interests and the military balance in the Middle East. Kerry told the House Foreign Affairs Committee on Tuesday that a rejection of the pact would be squandering the best chance to control Iran's nuclear program and would leave no restraints on Iran developing a nuclear weapon.
It's a good deal for the world, a good deal for America, a good deal for our allies and our friends.
The UN Security Council approved the terms of the deal last week, setting off a timetable that could see sanctions lifted by the end of the year. North Korea has indicated it may be planning new ballistic missile tests. This just hours after it said it had no interest in dialogue over its own nuclear weapons. Analysts suspect Pyongyang may conduct a rocket launch in October to mark the ruling party's 70th anniversary. When asked Tuesday about a possible test, North Korea's UN ambassador Jong Han told reporters,
"We'll not give up our nuclear weapons, and the mission of our nuclear forces will never change as long as the hostile policy of the United States remains intact."
Earlier Tuesday, North Korea's ambassador to China said the North has no interest at all in dialogue for unilaterally freezing or giving up nukes. You're listening to VOA News. Pakistani authorities said Wednesday police killed the leader of a militant group accused of killing hundreds of Shiites. Officers were transporting Malik Ishaq early Wednesday when the convoy came under attack. Ishaq, his two sons, and 11 others died during a shootout with police. Six policemen were also injured. Turkey carried out more airstrikes overnight against Kurdish rebels, the prime minister's office said Wednesday. While the country's parliament prepared to hold a special session to debate the military's campaign against the fighters and the Islamic State militants in Iraq. The airstrikes targeted six Kurdistan Workers Party, PKK, locations in southeast Turkey and northern Iraq. The statement also said authorities had detained more than 1,300 people in Turkey in raids against suspected members of the PKK, the Islamic State, and other militant groups. Meanwhile, Turkey's president is meeting top officials in China to strengthen ties that have been strained over the delayed sale of a Chinese missile system and Beijing's treatment of its Turkic-speaking Uyghur minority. After landing in Beijing on Wednesday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang and is also expected to meet with President Xi Jinping following a formal ceremony. Mr. Erdogan has been a strong critic of China's heavy-handed policies towards the Uyghurs. The plight of the Uyghurs has garnered deep sympathy among many Turks who share strong cultural, religious, and linguistic ties with the group. Eurotunnel, the company operating the tunnel between France and England, says it has blocked more than 37,000 migrants trying to cross illegally from continental Europe to Britain since the beginning of the year, adding that France and Britain need to do more to help cope with the rising numbers of migrants flooding into the area. Authorities in the northern French port city of Calais said Wednesday that during the overnight hours, they counted another 1,500 migrants who have tried to enter the Eurotunnel in hopes of reaching Britain. The Supreme Court in Bangladesh upheld a death sentence against opposition leader Saluddin Kedar Chowdhury on Wednesday in connection with mass killings during the country's 1971 war for independence from Pakistan. Chowdhury is a leader of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, the BNP, and was an aide to former Prime Minister Khalida Zia. A tribunal set up by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina found him guilty on multiple counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity in 2013. Lawyers for convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard said Tuesday that U.S. officials have decided to free him in November after 30 years in federal prison. The Justice Department's Parole Commission granted Pollard his release after federal authorities raised no objections, and they said they do not believe he will commit more crimes. The Texas-born Pollard was a civilian analyst with the U.S. Navy. For more, log on to voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.